Just to start anything off, today is obviously the toughest part of my job. You know, when you get these 90, you know, 70 down to 75 guys, have to get down to 53, and then, you know, especially with all the hard work, it's heartbreaking dreams. You know, it's a difficult thing to say goodbye to the guys that work so hard. So it's always a tough day. Second, I'd like to compliment my staff and, you know, the things that they've done this off season to be able to help put this roster together. It's been a good effort team wise, and you know, they all deserve a lot of credit because they, I think we feel good about what we have at this point in time, and excited about moving forward. So, with that being said, I'll open it up.
John, how difficult was the decision with Vickerson? He played a lot, as did Mitch, in that final preseason game. What was the kind of the?
Well, I mean, that's always tough, especially when Vic is a guy that's you know, played well for us, and it came down to you know, if we had to make the decision on one of the two, and Mitch is you know, a little bit younger and a guy that. You know, we think that has a higher ceiling at this point in time in his career, and a guy that can, you know, he can also move outside, play some end. He's got a little more flexibility there. So, you know, but, you know, we owe Vic a lot. He played well when he played here.
John, we've heard depth since camp started. Is this year harder maybe than the last couple of years, or different at least with how deep it is?
Well, I mean, yeah, it has been. I mean, we're in a situation that you want to be in, even though it makes it much more difficult because of the fact of you're having to let a lot of good football players go. But it's a situation that you want to be in, having to make a lot of tough decisions like we had to make. So, you know, this is by far the deepest team since I've been here, and the toughest decisions we've had since I've been here.
Why did you decide to keep two quarterbacks?
Well, we're hoping that Zach comes back in the practice squad, you know, and so I think that is the, you know, one thing. But I think also with the people that we had, we needed that spot. We felt we needed that spot for, you know, to keep some players that or another player that, you know, we thought was going to be able to help us now and help us special teams wise.
John, there's always some feel-good stories. Can you talk about Ben Garland?
Well, Ben is just a guy that, you know, he's got that determination like no other. And you know, when he moved over from the defensive line to the offensive line, he's very bright and he's tough and just worked his tail off to earn a spot on the team. And so he's just going to continue to get better and better, too, because he hasn't been over there. He's very inexperienced in the offensive line. But, you know, he's got the qualities that, you know, we believe they can be a very good offensive lineman. And you know, also be a guy that eventually could probably swing center and guard. So a lot of flexibility with Ben.
Did that bang Juwan Thompson, the undrafted guy, he came in, looked like sixth on the depth chart maybe when this all started. What did he do to change your guys' mind to make him?
Well, I think you saw it. I mean, I think that was pretty obvious. If there was an easy one to see, it was what Juwan did this preseason with the way he ran the ball. And, you know, he's a big back. He's got some flexibility. We can play him at some fullback if we need to, and he's a smart kid too. So, you know, we're thrilled with Juwan in the preseasons that he's had, and is a guy that's going to be also a, you know, a help on special teams. And you know, when you get those guys that battle for roster spots, that's where the special teams comes into play and is so important. And Juwan not only ran the ball very well, but did a tremendous job on special teams.
How much of a point of pride is it for having Juwan and then Isaiah Burst, and having 11 straight years of undrafted guys?
Well, I mean, I don't think that's always our goal, is to have a CFA make it, but I think it's a compliment to our staff and our scouting staff, and to be able to, when the draft gets over, is to be able to identify the college free agents out there and have them come in here and find the guys that have opportunities to make our football team. And so, you know, that compliment goes to our scouts and Matt and people on the college side.
John, how do you feel about your running backs? There's been some veterans released around the league. You have a very young group of running backs. How do you like the collection?
I like them. And I think that you know, I've said that all along. I think they've all got, obviously, with the setback that Monte had with the appendicitis. But beyond that, you know, Ronnie's had a tremendous preseason. He's made that step that he needed to make this year, and C.J. Anderson's had a good preseason, and then Juwan stepping up. So we feel good about where we are at the running back position. Good young guys that we feel are going to continue to get better.
Verse, an example of just flat out winning a job, you know, maybe 2 weeks ago, didn't know about it, and then Norwood goes down and he showed something last week.
Well, I think that's when you get that opportunity, you have to take advantage of it. And I think that's what Burse did, especially last week in Dallas, show that, you know, he's got the ability to catch those punts. And when he does get it, he's going to turn it up and get positive yards and run north and south. And, yeah, it's a toughness to do it because, you know, you have to have the guts of a kamikaze back there because you got those guys barreling down. And a lot of that is, you know, be able to be tough and catch the ball and secure it, but also get it upfield. And Isaiah proved that he could do that. Yeah, I mean, he's a bright kid. He's a kid that can play all positions, too. And so, you know, if it comes to that, he's a guy that could come in and help us on the offensive side, too.
It's not easy improving from last year. I mean, you got to the ultimate game. Difficult final step there. Why do you think maybe you have done it?
Well, I mean, I you know, there's so many things that are still going to come up this season. There's going to be a lot more bumps in the road as we continue to go down this road. And again, health's going to be a big part of it. We were one game short of where we wanted to be last year, but I think we feel good about where we are right now, but we also know that you don't win it on paper, and we got to continue to this group has to come together and work together and continue to grow. So, it's a good roster. We're excited where we are, but now we got to see it come together. We'll see. You know, we're going through that process now and see if there's any possibilities, see what comes across. So, but we're, you know, second to last. So, you know, there probably won't be much left for us there. But, I feel pretty good about with where we are. And so, like I said, we'll wait and see when it comes out.
Kind of along the lines of what Mike was talking about, bigger picture with where the roster is right now. Having been through this and yourself having lost the Super Bowl before and having to kind of regroup from that, what do you think about the way that Peyton has kind of approached this and this training camp, and how ready do you think he is now for?
Well, I mean, I think he approaches every training camp to me the same, and that's to continue to get better. And you know, obviously, I think it always stings a little bit when you lose the way that we lost, and especially going to the Super Bowl and having been through that, putting all that work and getting so close, and then, you know, not getting there. So, you know, plus Peyton knows the end's getting close. When that is, it's, you know, at 38 years old, you know, it's sometime in the near future. But, you know, he's continued to, you know, approach this season as he has all the other ones that I've been around him, and that's to take that next step.
I think we've all, Houston games, saw the fire that he's maybe still playing with. Has it increased at all, do you think?
You know, I think it's always burned bright, you know, and so I don't know that it's increased. I think that, you know, the idea is, you know, to continue to try to get a better football team and really get an identity on the defensive side, him continue to do what he's doing on the offensive side, but also us to make our own identity on the defensive side and want to win and have that mentality as a defense to be able to win games on the defensive side too. And if we can do that, you know, that'll make us a better football team there. They're going to play for a long time, I have a feeling. Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, with the way the league is now, and, you know, and they're still playing at such a high level.
Right.
So, you know, it's still a rough game, and when they do get hit, it still hurts to get hit. But obviously, they're a little bit more protected than they used to be, but that's okay because they're that important.
Could you have played 240
in the way the league is now? Yeah, I don't know.
They're making $20 million now. They only
get
about
5. I know, that's true, too, yeah. Yeah, now that you bring that up, maybe.
John, are you sold on McManus as your kicker?
Yeah, I am now. He's going to be our guy now. So, you know, I think that, you know, he got in here late last week. He's got a tremendously strong leg, and he got a lot of upside. So, you know, I've got a lot of confidence. He's going to, you know, once he gets working with the center and Colquitt and get used to that he'll be much better off. And so, yeah, I think Brandon's going to be just fine for us.
A lot of people notice, you know, Duke and Nacho not making the roster, but the flip side of that is that Quentin Carter, obviously. How do you feel about his recovery and maybe what he's been through over the last couple of weeks?
Well, he's worked hard the last 2 years, and having to go through that, you know, that microfracture is always a tough thing to go through on the knee. But, you know, Quint was, he started as a rookie, and we had high hopes for him as a rookie, and then, you know, had the knee problem, so we missed him for the 2 years. And so to be able to see him bounce back has been, you know, we knew what he was as a football player, so we're excited that he's been able to bounce back. And plus, he's a guy that's got some flexibility, too, because he can play both positions, too, strong as well as free safety. And so, you know, we're thrilled that he's continued to work hard and he's now healthy enough to play again.
In your perfect world, would you like most of your 10 practice squad guys to be your own?
Yeah. I mean, I think that's always the goal, but you will have to wait and see. And then, you know, if we do have some holes, we're going to try to find the best players available out there to fill it.
John, did you see the growth in Brock that you wanted to this month?
Yeah, I did. I mean, I think we got, you know, it's still – it's always hard to get him a lot of playing time, but I think he took that next step. And, you know, especially against Dallas, I was really impressed with him and the fact that, you know, he took a lot of big shots, hung in there, made some really good throws under pressure. And so, you know, he did make the strides that we were hoping he made. So I'm excited about his progress.
Stealing from others who know more than I did, it looked like Brock's using more of the offense, too, the way he's being able to change plays at the line.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, when you do all that, it's a matter, you can do that as much as you want on the practice field, and you can do it as much as you want in the meeting room and be on the board and have all those answers. But until you get out there and get there under the lights and do that, you know, it's hard to make it translate. And I think that Brock made that step, having gotten the opportunity to play as much as he did this preseason. They're on their way back now. Yeah, we expect them back here on Monday. Or it's a medical issue.
John, Marvin Austin makes this team. Your thoughts? I mean, when he was assigned, a lot of people didn't really know a lot about him. Great talent, and obviously rejuvenated himself.
Well, he's healthy, and I think that's the key thing. I think, you know, he had the back surgery this offseason, and you know, or I think, yeah, we brought him in. I'm trying to tie it in when we worked him out, but you know, he's a guy that we were high on when he was coming out of college, and the Giants ended up taking him in the second round, and then, you know, hasn't been healthy. And so now for him to, you know, and as hard as he's worked and had the surgery to where now he's healthy, he's getting, you know, he played great against Dallas. We think he's just going to continue to get better. So he's been a pleasant surprise coming back the way he has.
John, the biggest cut today is probably Champ Bailey. This is the end of the line for him. What's his legacy? What do you think he means?
Well, I mean, you know, whatever happens to him now in the short term is not going to change his legacy. He's still going to go down as one of the greatest corners to ever play the game. And you know, we'll always, in our minds, be a Denver Bronco. And, you know, that's up to him. I don't know what his plans are, if he's still going to try to continue to play or what may happen. But, you know, I don't think this is going to change his legacy at all. Hey, I mean, he's going to be a Hall of Famer and a guy that's going to go down as one of the best ever.
Got time for a few more guys?
What do you, compared to last year, this roster, you have more speed than last year? You have more brawn, more, you know, strength, what, more toughness? What jumps out at you that you've got now that you didn't have?
We got more depth, you know, and I think that I do think that there's a different mentality with some of the guys that we have that are starters. There's a different mentality on the defensive side. And I think it's, you know, they're going to take it upon themselves, as I said earlier, to create their own identity. And but there is a mentality on that side now with TJ and Akib and the toughness that we can play with on the defensive side. We've got more speed, especially in the backup positions that can help us on special teams. So I think speed-wise we're much better on special teams. And so, you know, we got some young guys that came in and competed. And so I just overall our team speed's better. But, again, with you know, the guys that we've signed this offseason that we've talked several times about, it is a different mentality and a confidence level on the defensive side.
John, you were active in free agency, but your draft class still hung in there and you ended up keeping most of them.
Yeah. And so, I mean, that we were happy with the draft when we went through it in April or May, and then, you know, they just proceeded to work hard and get better. So, you know, especially when you get deeper into this, as you said, as active as we were in free agency, to be able to, you know, keep our draft picks is something we want to do and continue to have that be our base. And so We're excited with the guys, and they are at this point in time everything they'd hope they would be. We'll see. We'll take it one step at a time, and he'll be full go, so we'll see his progress and where he is.
John, were there
nice one, D-Mac, please?
Were there any cuts that killed you that just were harder than anything else?
They're all hard. I think that, especially with guys that have been here and guys that have big dreams, Vickerson's always hard. Those guys that you create relationships with, that you have, that, the Duke, those guys – that have been here, and even guys on your practice squad, and that it's hard because they all. And one thing I will say is that we're very fortunate. The type of guys that we had on our team were all tremendous guys and good people. And the way that they handled it with class, and it was a compliment to them. So hopefully we can get who we want back as far as the practice squad is concerned, but. It's all hard. And
were you there, or was it just Coach Fox?
I talked to all of them. They all come and see me, and I thank them, and so that's something that I feel like is important for me to be able to say thank you.
Okay,
last one, Jeff. Do you know if Les is going to practice this
week? One step at a time. Still in the process, and so or in protocol. So we'll. He'll be out running around Monday, and he'll continue through the protocol. So we'll take it day at a time.
Okay.